You're listening to Rocket Knight.
This is the Rocket Knight Podcast. Tampa Earl hanging out with you. And I've got something for you that you might not know much about. One of the best kept rock and roll secrets coming out of Germany. And they've got a big schedule coming up here in the next few months. The band is April Art. And we're joined by their singer, Lisa, and their drummer, Ben. Ben, Lisa, how you guys doing today?
Hello. Good. Hi, thank you.
Well, I am thrilled to be doing this. The first question that I would have with you is, how did you guys all get together? I mean, with Chris and Julian and you guys. I mean, you know, this, you've only been together now for about 5 years.
We founded the band back in 2014.
Oh, okay.
And I am the last founding member. And Ben comes to the band 2016. We were searching for a drummer. And then some month later, it was 2017, we were searching for a guitar player. So there comes Chris, and 2021,
the lineup was completed with Julian.
Yes.
And we found each other partly through the internet, and partly we did know each other. Me and Julian were best friends for many years now. And Lisa found me via the internet.
Yes.
And Chris was, I think,
he was in the scene of Gießener musicians. This is a city here in Hessen. And so we found each other.
It is always fascinating to learn about how bands come together, especially with April Art, because some of your earlier work is, there's so many things that you can touch on with your early work. Some of it's alternative, some of it's kind of like art, but then there's always that rock edge that you had to it. Now today, you're definitely more into the rock and roll vein. How was that evolution come about? Is that something that you just naturally did, or you say, no, this is where we want to go?
Yes, it is definitely where we want to go, because the first album was recorded with a lot of members. There are so many influences on this record by so many people. They are not longer in the band. So this was just a process we were going through. And for the second record, we were together with Julian and Chris, and the April Art band was
the dream team was complete.
Yes, the dream team was completed. And so we were asking us, so what do we really, really want to sound like? And this is what happens.
Well, I think it's a definite step for you in the right direction, because especially with the way that hard rock and metal is today, the type of bands that seem to be making the most noise are these bands with a really aggressive sound, but they're offset by having a female front, a female vocalist that kind of presents the sound still with that edge, but it's not quite as aggressive. And I think that's something that a lot of people enjoy.
Yeah, thank you. It's a combination. We're melodic, we're not shouting, but we have a very aggressive instrumental sound, and that's the combination we like most. So we just enjoy the emotion of the melodies and the power of the heaviness.
That's something that I've also noticed too. When I look at music there in Europe versus here in the States, is that it seems that if there's rock and roll out there, it's coming from Europe, because here in the States it's very pop oriented. But I look over to Europe and there are some excellent hard rock and metal bands that are out there that are doing some really exciting music, like you guys are doing.
Thank you
Yeah,
so
thank you so much.
much.
Well, something that I wanted to also ask about is why the color red? I noticed in the first album, you kind of just went for that generic, okay, we're a rock and roll band look. But from Poker Face, which was released in 2022, and the new album that's coming out in October, Rodeo, you guys have adopted kind of a red theme. Why red?
Back in 2021, during the lockdown, during the Corona crisis, we had a collaboration with the initiative Red Alert. We had in Germany, we had an initiative that was supporting the industry, our
The scene,
industry,
the music
the
scene
music
here.
scene, and we did a collaboration with them, shooting a video in a empty arena where we had red outfits. Referring to the initiative name Red Alert, it was red outfits, and we just liked that look and decided to go on with it. It was special. It was popping out of the black band photos you see everywhere, black t-shirts, and we just liked it appearing in the lineups with a red appearance. Yeah, it's we just liked it, and it kept going.
And it certainly seems to be serving you well, because it really, like you said there, Ben, it really makes you guys pop rather than just kind of blending into a stage or something like that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's great to hear that.
Well, I tell you what, let's go ahead and spin the first track, your brand new release from the Rodeo album. This is the title track, Rodeo. But what can you tell us about the song? How long has it been in the works? And basically, what are you trying to say with the tune?
Rodeo compares life.
Your rodeo compares life with this wild, wild ride, and that's something we wanted to say to show this wild ride, you
Yeah,
know,
kind of like
life is.
riding the bronco, riding the bull,
Yes.
whichever, you know. Yes, we're very familiar with that here in the States. So, all right, let's check it out. This is the brand new single from Rodeo, the album, which will be released, I think, if I remember correctly, October 2nd,
Fourth.
4th. Okay, I was a couple days off. But this is the title track from the album. It is Rodeo.
Rodeo. I'm riding through the
something. Yeah, I am a troublemaker, and you can watch me rising high like a skyscraper.
Welcome back, Tampa Earl, hanging with you, and the members of the band April Art. We've got Lisa and Ben with us, and if you have ever went over to their website, which is aprilart.de, you will look up their schedule and see that they are extremely busy over the next few months, starting off here in the next few days by performing at the biggest rock and metal festival in the world, Wacken Open Air. I don't know, I would be terrified of stepping on the stage in front of that crowd. I mean, we're talking a couple hundred thousand of the biggest rock and metal fans in the world. Are you guys ready for this?
Yes, we are so excited, and we can't wait to play this crazy show.
We had last rehearsal yesterday, and,
yes,
and we're so ready.
Yes, we are so ready, and this is a dream coming true, and this is what we're living for, making music and in front of people, and seeing these smiling faces and seeing so happy faces that just enjoying our music. This is amazing.
Yeah. Have you either of you guys been to Wacken before, or is this going to be your first trip there?
It's the first trip, yeah.
For the whole band. We are all, yeah, for the first
not,
time.
Not the first big festival, but the first trip to Wacken.
Yes.
I'm just thrilled for you guys, because like I said, you know, everybody here in the States likes to talk about, oh, welcome to Rockville. No, you ain't seen anything until you've seen Wacken Open Air. I mean, it is the hard rock metal festival in the world, and first anybody to claim otherwise is insane. The thing that I've noticed though is right after Wacken, you guys go on a festival tour schedule that goes through the month of August and into September.
Yeah, we have just we had a big festival season this year, about 2022, I think, festivals, and there are still 5 left after Wacken. Yeah.
Yeah. There's Bodensheim. I know I'm butchering these names. Patty Rock Festival, a couple,
yes,
of others.
Yes.
But yeah, it's going to be a great time for you guys, and a great way to get to as many fans as possible. Is that one of the good things about a festival, is that you are there with a huge crowd, and they're there to see you?
Absolutely. We just collect so many new fans through the festival season. They discover us. They have never seen us before. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. Seeing these people discover us and following us from then, it's a big pleasure, and it's also fun seeing April Art t-shirts in the crowd. We for example sell red t-shirts, so we often see red people in the crowd.
We told all our fans that they have to come in red t-shirts to Wacken to our show, so that not just they can see us, so we want to see them, and this is really cool. So
Hopefully we get a red first row.
Yes.
You know, now that I think about it, that is actually a really good way of selling yourselves, because now you know where your fans are. You
yeah.
wear red. Hey, there they are. You know? The thing is, after that, you've got a blitzkrieg of a tour throughout October and November for the release of Rodeo on the scene. Yep. I mean, Hamburg, Stuttgart. I mean, just looking at some of the dates there right now. And this is all within like about a 3 or 4 week period going into December.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very looking forward to this.
Yes.
It's our second big headline tour. And the clubs had grown a little bit. And now we will see how this goes. We're looking forward to it.
What are you going to be, you know, doing in the future after you finish up this German tour? Are you going to be able to come to the States?
Oh, it would be amazing to come back to the States, of course, but it's not that easy for a small German band, you know, to make this big step to have a tour in the US. So we are still waiting for someone we can maybe support. And so this would be great. But I think maybe we come back to the 70,000 tons. So this would be maybe this could be happen in the next years.
But well, that would be great if there was somehow you guys could get over to the States. And trust me, I understand. I've spoken with a lot of artists who talk about how difficult it is to, you know, get the visas and get the work permits and all that stuff that is involved when you tour in a foreign country. It's easier. I say easier. It's not. It's like, okay, but we don't have to like have all these different paperwork things to just stick around the European scene where there's quite an audience for what you're doing.
Yeah, we think so. We just get some emails from the US from people who want to see us there and are buying our merchandise and listening our music. But it's still a little time that has to pass, I think, but it will be come true one day.
Yes, of course. It's one of our goals.
One of the goals to get to the States.
One of the big goals, yeah.
Having a tour in the States.
Well, now let's wrap up on this note, and you've only been together a very short time. I mean, the core band as you are now.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourselves in another 5 years? Are you? What are the plans for April Art?
Oh, I hope that we are still these members that we are right now, because this is really a dream team. I am so happy with these guys. And I hope we're still playing a lot of shows and having fun on stage.
And we want to headlining Madison Square Garden.
Oh, in 5 years. Okay.
But we just open for everything, but we push it as hard as we can to get as far as we can get. You know, we just want this to make our lives. We're so passionate about it, and let's see how far we can go in 5 years. It's a lot of time. Maybe we will meet us in the US then.
But I think we also enjoy every little step, and we really love it, and this is a great journey.
And that's part of the thing about doing this for a living, is that you got to love it. And it's a very, very evident that you guys do, and the band April Art too. Well, we want to thank you for taking some time today to sit down with us. We've been talking with Lisa and Ben from the band April Art. Their website, April Art, just like the month, just like the class, .de. That is their website. The brand new album, Rodeo, will be on the streets on October 4th. I'm sure you'll be able to pick it up through whatever streaming outlet you look at or something along those lines, but get it, because you've been listening to some of the great music from that CD, and it's a great way to support bands like this who are putting their entire self on the line in stadiums and concert halls and bars and clubs, wherever you may be, they're doing it for us, and we've got to show our appreciation. Thank you once again, Lisa and Ben, and here's wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. Yes. See you soon.
Here we go! You're listening to Rock at Night.
The introductory song, Get On Down, is from blues artist Billy Bass Alford. Look for his music at ReverbNation.com.